Welcome to Slow, the guided prayer podcast, helping you relate to God through listening and reflective prayer.
This is facilitated space for you to slow down amidst the busyness of life and be still in the presence of God.
Whether you are at the gym, taking a moment of rest, going on a walk, or beginning your day, may your heart and mind be filled with peace.
This episode will be voiced by our friend Stephen Roach, host of the Makers and Mystics podcast and founder of the Breath and the Clay Artist Collective.
God is present with us. As a way to be present with God, I invite you to take a moment and take a few deep breaths. Breathing in as deeply as you can, and then gently breathing out. As you move back into steady, comfortable breaths, be aware that the air you're breathing is in the very presence of God. And I encourage you that as you are quieting your heart and your mind, as distractions may come, as the things that need to be done after this time come into your mind, or perhaps the things that have been done that feel unfinished, I encourage you to gently give these things to the Lord in this time. To trust in God, that after this space that you have set apart to relate with Him, to slow down, is finished, that He will bring to mind what needs to be done. As we reflect on this piece of scripture, I encourage you to take space to experience these words as a story. I encourage you to experience this story, not as one that you have heard many times before, but rather one that you are hearing for the first time. Invite the Holy Spirit to bring you into this scene as I read through this passage the first time. Then they drew near to the village where they were going, and he indicated that he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, "Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent." And he went in to stay with them. Now it came to pass, as he sat at the table with them, that he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished from their sight. And they said to one another, "Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road, and while he opened the scriptures to us?" So they rose up that very hour and returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together, saying, "The Lord is risen indeed, and has appeared to Simon." And they told about the things that had happened on the road, and how he was known to them in the breaking of bread. Thank you. As you hear this reading, what stands out to you? How does it impact you when you hear, "Then their eyes were opened and they knew him"? What are the implications of this story to your life? As I read this passage a second time, take another deep breath and invite the Lord to help you experience Him through these sacred words. Then they drew near to the village where they were going, and he indicated that he would have gone farther. But they constrained him, saying, "Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent." And he went in to stay with them. Now it came to pass, as he sat at the table with them, that he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished from their sight. And they said to one another, "Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road, and while he opened the scriptures to us?" So they rose up that very hour and returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together, saying, "The Lord is risen indeed, and has appeared to Simon." And they told about the things that had happened on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of bread. How does this reality impact your present moment and the rest of your day? How does it impact your relationships and the way you posture your heart toward God? Can you relate to the man when he said, "Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us on the road and while he opened the scriptures to us?" As you sit with God, be aware that He has come to be with us, that God has come to experience humanity, not as a distant observer, but as one who dwells within and around us. Before I read through this a final time, I invite you to take a moment. Ask God to show you ways that He has walked along the road with you and revealed Himself to you. It may be as small as feeling His joy over you through the smile of another, or perhaps a feeling of peace as you think about a passage of Scripture. Maybe it's a relationship that has been restored, or an area of your heart that has been healed. As these things come to mind, what does it mean to let them burn within you? What does it mean to allow the Lord to open your eyes to more of Him through these experiences of Him coming close? Then they drew near to the village where they were going, and He indicated that He would have gone farther. But they constrained him, saying, "Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent." And he went in to stay with them. Now it came to pass, as he sat at the table with them, that he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished from their sight. And they said to one another, "Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road, and while he opened the scriptures to us?" So they rose up that very hour and returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together, saying, "The Lord is risen indeed, and has appeared to Simon." And they told about the things that had happened on the road, and how he was known to them in the breaking of bread. God, thank you for being with us. Thank you for walking this journey with us. And thank you that as we turn to you in quietness, our hearts burn within us.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that your time was meaningful.
Consider subscribing to this podcast by searching Slow Guided Prayer. That's S-L-O Guided Prayer on your podcast platform of choice.
And if you would like to receive the weekly Slow, weekly meditations directed to your electronic mailbox, please visit slowprayer.com. That's slowprayer.com.
You can also find Stephen Roach at makersandmystics.com. And as you go from this space, may your heart continue to relate with God in stillness throughout your normal rhythms of life. Amen.